What's good, people? It's gonna be my second episode that I've ever written a script for, so bear with me. I didn't even have to write a script for this one because honestly, I can pull a lot of this information off the top of my head because I, as a man, particularly a black man, have dealt with this. A lot of black men have dealt with this, and that is the dick policing and wallet and pocket watchers. They're rather frustrating group of individuals, and it's a pretty cancerous element of the black community and the black manosphere / cuck pill. Why people occupy their time and life and energy into controlling others' actions confuses me, but it's so common that honestly just ignore it on a day-to-day basis. You actually have to look at it as a black man and seek it out to even know it's there, because it happens so often and it's so prevalent within our community. People are obsessed with the actions, ideas, and lifestyles that black men lead. Why? I don't know why. They were looking to them to be the leaders of the community, but they won't let them lead that community. They essentially just want to transfer resources from one to another. One thing nobody will admit, and I'll be called a coon, you're a coon, for saying, is the vast majority of black people just want free shit. They're fervent socialists / communists. They're sitting around in their victim bathtub, soaking in victimhood, waiting for somebody else to do something for them. A lot of people don't even know how to get their own meals or house themselves. The government is supposed to do that. Other black people are supposed to do that. That's why there's such a disdain for wealthy black people within the community, because they didn't earn it. Somebody gave them that to them, and they need to give that to me, or I'm going to be very angry. I've seen this in my own home. My own mother is one of these people. She's never taken responsibility for anything in her life. And I honestly didn't start until I was in my 30s, taking accountability, asking myself why I'm where I'm at, where I want to go, and how do I get there. Working at improving myself in different ways. Acknowledging that if there's something that I want to get, or an item, a material item I want, or a goal that I have, that it's going to take me having the discipline and work ethic to go out and do that. I'm not waiting on some government check or some white Democrat on a white unicorn to ride through and save me. Generations upon generations of black people have been waiting on this mythological white savior with a D next to their name that's supposed to be this politician that's going to do everything for them. But after 8 years of Obama and the black community going absolutely nowhere, I wouldn't hold my breath. Now, I'm sure you've already called me a coon by about 10 times and turned off the video. And as soon as this gets up on YouTube, I'm pretty sure 5 out of every 10 comments is going to be coon and dismisses and ad hominems, apex fallacies, no true Scotsmen, all of your little shaming tactics. And I truly don't give a fuck. Back on, you dick police wallet watching dudes. Before going in on these people, I'll have to give brief descriptions of what this is and how it's done. Starting off with the dick police, they're just men and women within the black community or anybody else that doesn't like black men. They look at his actions. If he dates outside of his race or mixed women within the black community, or lighter women within the black community, even petite dark-skinned women within the community. People don't want to see a black man beyond his station. If they view that his looks or his money is below the station of the woman that he's with, based off of that sexual market value, they're going to hate on him. They're going to hit on black men with light-skinned black women, caramel-skinned black women, even chocolate-skinned black women. It's gotten to the point to where if she's not 650 pounds, a paraplegic amputee, darker than coal, and has about 12 kids from 12 men that you're supposed to help her raise, people are going to get mad at that relationship. Yeah, as ridiculous as that sounds, that's very true. There are people literally angry at black men for dating women that are lighter than them or prettier than what they are assumed to have based off of their sexual market value. The SMV is a weird thing because a lot of men punch above their weight. A lot of women punch above their weight. It happens. People date who they're going to date. And there are some odd couples out there. It is what it is based off the rating. It's not a perfect system. Fives don't always get fives. As a matter of fact, most females, sixes through four, I would say even three to six females, they all think they should have male tens. All males think they want a 10, but that's just desire or lust. But you ever notice these high quality, like 10 males will marry a 7? It's always a pretty girl or a good woman or a cute girl. They're not marrying these Instagram dime pieces. Have you ever asked yourself that? That's because at the peak of where women are, it's just an unattainable, unsustainable relationship. That woman has an appetite that can never be quenched. A thirst that can't be quenched. You can't satisfy this person. Not only that, but she's often a monkey branching pro, meaning that she doesn't stay on one lily pad for very long. She's always going to be upgrading. Eventually, she'll fall off of that when the wall hits. And she'll never grow and mature. On to the next thing that I absolutely despise. Now, personally, this one is worse than dick policing. Most men do not like the dick policing, but for me, I hate the pocket watchers. A black man will buy a passport and say, hey, I'm just going to go on vacation. I want to go sit on the beach and drink some mojitos or whatever he wants to go drink. Other black men will get mad and say, you better not be going out there to deal with women. If you can't do this here or you can't do that there, don't be doing this, that, and the third. Even a lot of the red pill brothers or the online loudmouths, because that's a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys are just loud social media presences. They've got a lot to say about black men. I won't say names, but there's a particular group of dudes who follow Jason Black around and lick the bottom of his nutsack. And everything they say is, we. Us as black men got to do this. Us as black men got to do that. But they aren't doing any of that shit themselves. They want you to do it for them. The inherent entitlement, socialist / communist mentality within the black community. But they'll claim that they're red pill and woke and all this other shit. They're lying. They're looking at your pockets and they're waiting on you to do for them what they won't do for themselves. The fucking wallet police. Now, at this point, if you're still here, you're wondering, why on earth are people obsessed with the genitals and wallets of complete strangers? That's a great question. And that's because they have a subconscious, implicit bias towards men, particularly black men. They feel black men should fulfill this social, societal, and patriarchal end of their bargain for the community and for women. But they aren't getting the patriarchal benefits from society and women. Our society is awfully gynocentric. They don't like men. They just want to be provided for by them. Isn't that weird? Isn't that similar to slavery? You want us to do for you, but you won't do anything for us. And in fact, you won't even say thank you for what we put in to the community. You dudes, particularly you black men, you have female brains. And why are you looking down upon black men for doing whatever it is they want to do with their lives when you're nowhere near where you should be in your life? Maybe you should work on getting to the next station or completing your next goal instead of worrying about what the next man is doing, because at the end of the day, it has no bearing on your life. A side point to make is your wallet policing. Where's your paper at? Now, I really don't care. Don't even answer that. But get it up. Get it better to where it is now. Why are you worried about what I'm doing? Don't worry about all the stamps in my passport. If you don't want to travel, that's fine. If you want to marry a single mom of 12, I'm happy for you. Get with a black woman and create black children. Stop telling other people to do what you haven't done yet. You're a grown-ass man obsessed with other men. And I'm not going to call you gay because that's a female shaming tactic. But the fruit of my labor and my loins are mine to choose whatever I want to do with it. Not because it's against the community or anything else that you think I should be doing with it. You're being a child. You need to grow up and you need to live your own life. Yes, you black men online, particularly you Facebook tough guys and red pillars and everybody else who has something to say about black men doing whatever they're going to do. And no, I'm not blowing up the spot. Brothers can travel and do whatever the fuck they want with their own money and their own dicks. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a little tangent or a rant, but I have to address this childishness, this female brain. Now, I know a lot of you brothers cannot help that, particularly American black men. 75% of us were raised only by women, and that's sad. But don't blame other black men because you have a female mind state. Work on your own mind state. This collectivism thing that is kind of from Democrats and liberals and progressives. Stop waiting on this massive force to just come and swoop through and save the world. The world's not a pretty place. Maybe if we all pulled all our money together and tried to do something with it, it would just go down the drain. The welfare state hasn't fixed poverty in America. What do you think all black men doing what Jason Black or Mr. Anderson, I won't say his first name on Facebook, or any of these pro-wacks online, what are us doing anything collectively going to do? If you want to help people, do something small. Go help a young black kid learn how to read or ride a bike or go feed homeless people at a soup kitchen. You can do something in your own community right now, today, while you're listening to me. But all you do is get on Facebook and try to police men. How the fuck is that helping anybody? How the fuck is that helping black women? Tell me that. And how the fuck is that helping the black community? Because I'm sure a lot of those policemen aren't doing much better than me in life. I always ask myself, when somebody's on this dick policing and wallet watching, are they wealthy and are they married to black women? Raising black children in a healthy home. Oftentimes they're not. There's even a Facebook page called Rule Over Her. And they just seem to be a bunch of dick policing, quote unquote, red pill, I'm alpha, but yet have anonymous Facebook profiles. Some of these guys are married. But when you mean rule over her, I need to see if you got any receipts to that shit. First of all, I don't even approve of that. I'm red pill, and I don't approve of some guy keeping essentially a woman in a fucking cage like she's property to clean, cook, and suck and fuck you and serve no other purpose. They're still human beings. Sure, that was some blue pill shit, but acknowledge that they're people. You know what I mean? You Facebook alphas, you don't have any women at your home acting like that unless you're a billionaire. Or extremely wealthy. So can you cut all that shit out? To me, this entire thing is just shaming tactics. I would be actually more wealthy than the wealthiest man on earth if I had a dollar every time a black person had to endure shaming tactics, the ad hominems, the apex, and logical fallacies. I would own an island. Why do people feel the need to essentially take ownership over the actions of black men? is slavery still in play? I mean, in Libya it is. The Arab community still has black slaves today. There are videos of this today. But yet a lot of the Facebook pro-blacks are complaining about white people. The entire thing is weird. You have to ask yourself, like seriously, look in the mirror and ask yourself, okay, let's say you're one of these guys like Edward and you've checked a bunch of black men on what they want to do with their lives. Has that improved your life? Do you have a wife at home who's submitting to you and giving you black children and increasing your wealth? Has any of this stuff helped you? No. You're literally trying to tell black men to tear their passports up because they don't do the things that you approve of or date the people that you approve of. But have you ever thought that they want to do the things for their own life because it's their life? Nobody ever considers that. Because men aren't considered human beings, they're human doings. And they need to be doing what others want them to do, or they're going to look out of place. They're going to get the stares, the side eye. The black American man has to deal with his own kind having a hive mind, almost like a symbiote organism that thrives off of a mother brain, if you will. If he flies away from that mother brain, other black men are going to get butthurt and triggered, and they'll spend more time attacking him than the alt-right does. I've known alt-righters. I know racist people. I know all these boogeymen that CNN and Democrats and Black Manosphere guys will complain about, and they're nowhere near as bad as half of you black men. I've never had to deal with a white person breaking into my house and stealing half my shit. Those were black people that did that to my house. When I had my very first house, I got robbed blind by other black people. Growing up, I got beat up 100% by black people. But yet we're living in this world where I'll have to go on Facebook and listen to you dudes talk about the community and you need to do this. You can do, and they'll low-key try to control me with a, you can date, you can go have sex with whoever you want, but you can't marry outside your race. Why? Marriage is still bullshit anyway. As a red pill man, why are you advocating for marriage? That's another thing I don't get with the dick cops. So, you know what marriage is, you know what happens in family courts, and you're trying to convince me that those things are exempt when you're dealing with a black woman. False rape accusations don't come from black women. What planet have you been living on in the last 300 years? Even though most of y'all are under 50, but let's use that as an analogy. Where the fuck have you been? Did Brian Banks, who got locked up by a black woman, is he an anomaly? What about Jesse Williams? Is that an anomaly? There are men who are getting derailed from dealing with a black woman. Walter Scott had to take all those bullets to his back because he had a warrant for child support. Guess what color the mother of his children are? You dudes have been calling them God. You haven't checked them. And I'm not bashing them, but I'm saying you dudes, you're not real men. And that's why black women don't fucking respect you. When I say I'm out, I'm actually out. I actually stand behind what the fuck I am going to do and say. There's a lot of red pill and MGTOW guys who won't get vasectomies, as an example. I'm like, you don't want kids or marriage anyway, so why the fuck do you even have bullets in that gun? Your sperm is as much tied to your freedom as your passport is. Shout out to Marcus Brown. You should be mitigating all risk, i.e. vasectomies, i.e. not living with women, i.e. not letting your guard down because the woman has the race that you desire to be, the pinnacle of what you should be and not dating. I don't get you, dudes. What the fuck does the race of any woman, any other man deals with, have to fucking do with you? Now, I would be missed if I didn't go on about the wallet cops, because you guys are the ones who really piss me off. I address the dick police because I know other brothers don't like it, but I'm telling you, I have to play devil's advocate, brothers, and I'm like, hey, it looks like it's just jealousy. And I recommend that you all stop addressing the dick cops, like I'm going to stop addressing the wallet cops. Look, for you to worry about what I do with the fruits of my labor is childish. And I know the antithesis of it is because you feel that we should be using our wealth or whatever we got to save the community. And how would we do that? Let's say, for argument's sake, that the 500 billion black male spending power went 100% to the pockets of black women. Would that solve everything? Would that fix the American ghettos? Would that fix the crime rate? No, because it's a fucking mentality. And besides, caping up for women and trying to save them, that's how you end up being those beta guys that are just food dudes. And the guys that she goes on dinner dates with when she goes home to Dirty Dick Rodney and gets impregnated by thugs, because those are the real men that she really wants. You are simply a person who's going to feed her and give her all the non-sexual needs. She only needs you for one or the other, if you fellas haven't realized it. Modern women need two men. She's got to have a beta and she's got to have that alpha. Alpha fucks, beta bucks. To me, this shit is ridiculous. Why am I having to argue with other grown men about what I'm doing with my life? Have you ever ran up on a college student and gotten in an argument with them because they were taking sociology and not business? Have you ever gone up to somebody going into a restaurant because they enjoy pizza and told them that they should maybe go somewhere to eat a salad? Have you ever gone to yell at somebody drinking a Gatorade at the gym that they should be drinking water? Well, maybe they want to drink Gatorade. What is up with these life control people? And I go back around to the victim mentality and the over-dependence on other human beings to give them what they want. That's all that is. You're looking at black males with either wealth or just are blue collar and they have a little bit of money so they can do things that they want in life, and you are mad at them for reasons I can't explain. What do they owe you? What do I owe you as a black man? And you are a black man. Are you not a grown ass man capable of doing any and everything I can and more? Because I'm actually pretty lazy. Shouldn't you be gone? I mean, financially, economically, as far as stations in life, you should be gone. Gone as in, you should be building and doing all the things for your life that you want to do. But yet you're riding around in the same city you were probably born in, bitching online, making yourself look to be the something you're not. You're not a leader of anything. Because if you were, you wouldn't be on Facebook 24/7. Hiding out in YouTube comment sections. Some of you dudes are on every live stream of a black man trying to call in and take over the show. I won't say names because you know who the fuck you are. What are you doing for the black community besides hanging out on YouTube in comment sections, dick policing and wallet watching? Has that built your wealth? Is your house now bigger because of that? Do you have an extra bathroom or an extra bedroom in your home? Or are you living in a home paid for by another person? I have to ask these things. And I also have to ask, where's your wife at? Since you have all the answers on what black men are supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it, why aren't you doing those things for yourself? It's like those people who talk about cryptos all the time, but they don't own any cryptos. I'm going to go listen to Solo TV before any of you fakers, because you don't even own cryptos. You just want to hate on it and shit on it because you don't know shit about it. And that's where the wallet cops and passport cops come in. They aren't really passport cops, but I think the minute any black man mentions his passport, other black men go right into hate mode. Why the fuck you hating so much? You know what? I think since the 90s, they actually do say that having haters is a good thing, but it gets to the point where it's downright annoying. Like, you could almost put up a meme, black man takes a breath, wakes up in the morning, and somebody else get mad. There's literally nothing anybody could do that won't trigger another person. So at the end of the day, you gotta live your life. Fuck what these people think. Nobody gives a fuck what they... I mean, are they going to pay for your trip? Let's say you want to go on a trip. Brothers out here going to Asia or wherever the fuck they're going to go. They ain't putting in on the trip, so they have no say-so on what happens when and if I go and when I get back. Don't worry about what I've built, because it's probably better than anything you haven't built either. If you have this idea in your mind of what should be going on, should you not be doing things in your life to make sure that that happens? Should you not be laying down the first brick of the house that you're claiming black men need to build? Ask yourself that. All right. I'm just going ahead and close this out. Look, life is hard enough without you guys doing this collectivism thing. I don't know, the first response to that is, well, the people got collectivism. Yeah, but the Jewish collection isn't a welfare state. What you're trying to establish is just another welfare state. We already got one and it ain't working. Why do black men need to set up a separate fiduciary welfare state, which is essentially the Jason Black, Edward Anderson goal? Why do we need to do this? What are we doing collectively? So let's say, for argument's sake, you got 1,000 black men to put $10,000 into something. Which one is going to have the strongest opinion? Everybody equally contributed to it. And every 1,000 of those men is 1,000 different mentalities in there. And that's why people like you are obsessed with the hive mind. You want everybody to think like you, so they'll do stupid shit, like invest in something that they know is going to be a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, I was like you. I was a pro-whack. I gave money to Dr. Umar's school that ain't been built. What are we supposed to do, Mr. Collectivism? Mr. Let's do everything, Mr. We. And Mr. Rule over here? That's unrealistic. You basically want black men to upload porn of themselves to Facebook for your viewing pleasure. And you're supposed to have a wife. Like, what the fuck? I'm not giving any energy to these Facebook pages. Rule over her. There's pro-whack ones, the Jason Black groups, none of them. And I'm not against being pro-black, but I am against setting up a welfare state when we already got one that ain't working. Are you going to be more proud that this welfare state is paid for by and for black men? But it wouldn't be for black men. It'd be for dumb shit, like what you want to do with it. Like I said, there are small micro things you can do right now without money to help your community. Tutor some kids. Mentor some kids. Help a woman get her dogs walked while she takes her kids to school. Help somebody that you know locally. There are small little things we can do to make an impact. And yeah, it's not this massive race diaspora improving action, but no one person can do that. Jay-Z can't even do that. So how are regular new dudes on Facebook supposed to do that? Or is it that you're just simply angry because black men are able to have access to things that you can't access, and the collectivist mind state of black people leads you to go on this dick and wallet watching rampage, so nobody does what they want to do with their lives? Frankly, if you're dumb enough to fall for this dick and wallet policing, and I'm talking to brothers who get bothered by dick police, if their words on social media are powerful enough to make you reconsider traveling or business venture or investment that you want to do or relationship that you may pursue. If other dudes can influence you from doing those things, then you don't need to go do those other things anyway, because the foundation of what you want to do is so soft that complete strangers online are able to knock you off of it. And maybe that's something you need to go address and deal with yourself. Now, I know I started off this episode attacking those men who do dick police and wallet watch. But guys who get mad over that shit, you're going to have to learn to block these people out. They don't mean you any good in your life anyway. Because if you do the things that they want you to do, they're still going to get mad. They're going to be mad that they don't have what you have. Because everybody's supposed to have an equal slice of everything. The black community is socialist in nature. So unless we all have $1,000 in our pocket each, somebody's going to be mad. It's the fallacy of the 10 fishermen. 9 people watched this guy catch a fish, and he's supposed to share it with the other 9 people instead of just eating the fish that he caught, because he's the one that put in the work to get that fish. It's not the job of those who work to take care of those who won't. It's also not the job of black men to save anybody. It's a dog-eat-dog world out here. And if you're not doing your own thing and saying fuck everybody else, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Because at the end of the day, think about death. Think about the end of our lives. When you get put in that casket, you're the only person going in your casket. The person you see in the mirror is the person you should be taking care of. Yes, as black people, we are isolated as a race. Socially, professionally, personally, we may be all we got. But to name ourselves a community when most of the people that harm other black people is other black people is where we're going wrong. You can serve black people without dumping your entire wealth into some cockamamie idea by some pro-black online. You don't have to do any of that shit. You can help black people right now without any money, in a small way or in a big way. But that's neither here nor there. I just want you all to make the decisions that you want to make, and it benefits the person that you see staring back at you in the mirror. Because at the end of the day, that's going to be the only person that's going to give a fuck about your life. Really give a fuck. The dick and the wallet cops, they just want you to toe the line. What do you want? Ask yourself what you want. And go get it. I'm out. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.